Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Used cars, predatory towing, contractors' ripoffs. These are just a few of the issues handled by the Montgomery County Office of Consumer Protection. And we are delighted to have its director, Eric Friedman, join us. Eric, welcome to Of Consuming Interest. So nice to see you again.
Thank you, Shirley. It's great to be here.
As you know, I'm a big supporter of your office because I think you all do a wonderful job. We have some marvelous consumer protection offices in the area, and I'm putting you right up there at the top. So anyway, and we've had a long relationship working with you all, but you do such a great job. So I want to talk about some of these hot button issues. And I think people are mad and aggravated about all the topics I mentioned, but somehow they get totally irate when their car has been towed.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that is, talk about getting mad. All right, let's set the framework. What do you consider predatory towing? There is such a thing as legitimate towing, where the property owner, the business owner, has a right to keep the parking lots clear. But there's something beyond that, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you all investigated a case of that recently, I believe.
We sure do. Aggressive towing is some months our number one category of complaint. And Shirley, you're absolutely right. Nothing makes consumers more frustrated and hostile and angry than having their vehicle towed. It's really viewed as a violation. And consumers are shocked to find out that a tow could happen within 60 seconds of leaving your vehicle or in the middle of the night. You know, we've had people who've spent $150 for a cup of coffee because they parked somewhere, went into the store, ran out, and then ran across the street to get a cup of coffee or to get a donut. And within that amount of time, their vehicle was towed. They then had to go to the collection lot, which is miles away in a dark, forsaken spot, pay $150 or $160 for the average tow in Montgomery County to get their vehicle back, and they just don't realize how aggressive these towers are waiting.
Hawks. Oh, they patrol the areas. I guess they're under contract. Are they under contract by the lot owners? At any rate, I can't tell you how many people I've heard from about this. Now, it's not our largest area of complaint. Used cars take that dubious honor. But it is certainly one that just really frosts people. Now, here's what's the funny thing about it. I've had consumers tell me that they have gone to a shopping mall. They went there before it opened. They walked across the street to get a cup of coffee. By the time they got back, their car had been towed. Others say that they've actually left their car in the mall parking lot, gone into the mall, and had their car towed. So how do you protect yourself?
Well, you've got to be very careful.
Lock the wheels.
We've heard those same stories, and some consumers don't realize, and the mindset might be that they have to be very careful where they park. You know, they're in a public shopping center, but it's still private property. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing is when you drive into a shopping center, don't think about what you're going to buy and how much you're going to spend. First and foremost, think about whether or not you're parked legally. Look around 360 degrees, mm-hmm. Read every sign, see what it says. If it says you can't walk off the property, or if it says 24 hours a day, you really need to abide by those signs.
Believe it, because we know a lot of people who didn't believe it.
That's right. It's a very lucrative business. So for them to wait and come in there and tow the vehicle, $150 in a few seconds worth of work. So you've got to be very careful. Some consumers, as you say, think if the stores aren't open yet, it's safe to park there. Or if they're just running across the street to mail a letter, it's okay to park there. But it may not be. In fact, you've got to read those signs so carefully.
Oh, yeah. It really is, because they are, as you say, they are patrolling. That's why they call it predatory. They're ready to pounce. And this can cost you big bucks. And I think this particularly happens around Christmas time. People will go into one parking lot and then they'll walk across the street to get something because they're shopping around. They don't want to move their car. Don't do that.
Right. And that's exactly it. Sometimes they think they're saving gas and helping the planet by not moving just to go across the street to get an ice cream cone or whatever.
It's not going to help.
Absolutely not.
No. So what do you do to fight back? But as you said, you have to be vigilant. You have to really look. Has anybody ever brought a lawsuit against a predatory towing? Oh, have you all taken action against some of them, I believe?
We have. There have been lots of lawsuits, and our office investigates lots of complaints. So our investigators, we have two investigators that specialize in towing complaints.
We will go out there.
Check the signage, see if there are all sorts of rules that the property owner and the towing company have to follow. They have to have a certain number of signs. The signs have to be a certain size. It has to have certain words and language on there. And we also set the rates. So we will inspect. We will find out if the signage is proper, if the tower has done everything. The property owner has to authorize the tow truck company to conduct the tow. So we'll check all of that. But it's very difficult. And you're much better off checking ahead of time before you get towed. Nothing can ruin a day more than losing your vehicle.
Oh, it's frustrating. I mean, it's so frustrating. Now, while you're with Montgomery County, this is a problem region-wide. We hear from consumers in Virginia and in the district. It's the same issue, the same kind of problems. And so you need to be vigilant no matter where you are. That's it.
Absolutely. It's really a nationwide problem with respect to our urban areas. There's just a limited amount of parking to begin with. And, of course, we can't have chaos.
No.
Shopping centers have to have some rules.
The owners have the right to enforce rules. But then there's enforcement and there's enforcement. So it's when they cross the line, I guess, that we're taking issue with them. Well, speaking of cars, let's talk about our biggest complaint issue area at Call for Action. Used cars. Now, there was something interesting I saw on your website. You said that estimated 80% of the cars that are advertised online are frauds.
Well, on things like Craigslist, frauds to the extent that it might be looking like it's an individual selling the car when, in fact, it's an illegal seller or a curbstoner, someone who's in the business of selling lots of cars.
Mm-hmm. And they're trying to skirt the as-is laws and the laws that govern businesses and make it a personal deal, rather. But do you get involved in the issue of people who are selling lemons without disclosure and flood cars?
Well, that's something we really need to be careful about, especially after Katrina and all the other storms. The number of flood cars that are on the market is estimated to be astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very fortunate in our office. We have a master automotive technician, certified auto expert, that handles many of our repair complaints and auto complaints. But consumers really need to be careful. You know, the internet and things like Craigslist can be great.
Oh, yes.
But it's also the Wild West. And when someone advertises a car for sale, you might think that's the only vehicle they have and they're a regular individual like you or me. But in fact, they might be in the business of going down to North Carolina, bringing up a whole lot of cars.
And you have no idea the history of these vehicles.
That's right. And if you don't know what you're looking for, there's some telltale signs to see if it's been involved in a flood. There's things like Carfax and history checks that you can do.
Mm-hmm. Auto check. That's auto an check, Experian program. Right.
Exactly. So you really need to check these things out. And we have some tips on our webpage, as you say, for example. If you go into Craigslist and you see that the same phone number keeps coming up for like 10 different cars,
that should give you a clue.
That's a red flag.
Right,
absolutely.
Exactly. Let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Eric Friedman. He's the director of the Montgomery County Office of Consumer Protection. And while we may be talking to the guru of consumer protection in Montgomery County, what we're talking about really pertains to the whole area, because you do have consumer protection offices and you do have a lot of rights in your state and metropolitan area laws. So it's up to you to find out some of these laws, particularly what we just talked about, this predatory towing, the first part of the program. But the same thing is true for used cars. And generally, I think there's a lot of similarity in laws in various jurisdictions about what has to be revealed with used cars, the same, because there's a lot of federal regulations that govern it as well. So it's up to consumers to be vigilant. But what would you say is the biggest complaint about buying used cars, if you can put it out into several categories? Is there one particular that stands out?
Well, vehicles that break down soon after you purchase them is probably high on the list.
Oh, yeah.
People who purchase cars and have put, you know, their hard-earned money into that vehicle, and within days or sometimes even hours of driving off the lot, it may fail.
Yeah. And the other thing that they have to be careful about is whether or not you buy it as is, because as they say, Oklahoma, but I've heard it referred to as an Oklahoma warranty. I don't know why, but there's no warranty. I mean, there's nothing. It's yours. You buy it, and it's yours.
That's right. So if a vehicle is old enough and proper disclosure is given, at least in Maryland, a vehicle can be sold as is, meaning without a warranty,
right,
without much recourse. So it's so important to have a mechanic look at the vehicle before you buy it, especially if you are not familiar with things mechanical.
Well, do you get complaints, too, from people who put cars for sale on Craigslist and then they get this high offer saying, we're going to pay you extra money for your car, and we're going to have someone come and pick it up, and you're going to have to pay them part of the extra money that we're giving you to pay.
Right.
I mean, this is just an awful scam.
Right. It's crazy. That's the flip side.
And they don't give you a legitimate check. They don't give you money.
That's right. So sometimes even if you're selling something, you can be victimized mm-hmm. by someone mm-hmm. who claims to send you too much money for what you're selling. And then they ask you to give them the difference in a refund check. And, of course, their check doesn't clear and your check
right.
does.
Right. And your money's gone. Bye-bye.
We've had that problem.
That's the same thing as we hear, too, with job offers. That kind of scam going on with jobs. Oh, we're going to give you a job. You're going to be a collector for us. We even had one that was posing as a charity in the UK. Now, this was a legitimate UK charity whose name was being used, and the con was, well, you're going to be collecting for us. You'll be our American representative, and you'll be getting these various checks. You put them in your bank account. You keep 10%. As your commission, and then you wire this the rest of the money. Yeah. Bye-bye money.
It disappears. And Cheryl, it's so sad, even with respect to charities, there can be phony charities
oh, yeah.
and scams
like that.
Well,
yes.
Like
now,
that.
This was a legitimate one, mm-hmm. but you're absolutely right. You have to be so careful.
Yeah, we've had people who've purchased things online and wired money and purchased cars that never were delivered. And that there are all sorts of scams. You have to keep in mind when you're dealing with someone on the other end of the computer, you really don't know who's on the other end of the computer.
And you don't know where they are.
Absolutely.
That's the biggest thing.
The
scams that generate from outside this country. Well, we do enough on our own to ourselves, but that generate outside the country as well are just astonishing. So you really do have to be careful. I love my computer, and I hope we haven't scared people to death. But if you're just a little bit smarter, a little bit wiser, and a little bit more skeptical, I think that will help, because you can't accept a lot of these offers at face value.
Absolutely.
You got to investigate. Okay, so here we do with cars. You got to check them out. You got to get them to a mechanic. And I always feel like you really need to drive that car. I mean, you got to drive it a good bit, whether it's a new car or a used car. You got to get a sense of it. Does it meet your needs? I mean, I often say, make a list of what you want in a car. How are you going to use it? You know, is it city driving? Do you want a smaller car? How many kids do you have?
Right. All good points. Make sure you buy the right thing. One other tip that we have when buying.
Because I think we look at a car and the cars, we go in there and we look at it and we fall in love with it.
Right. Sometimes if it looks shiny and catches your attention, mm-hmm. you might fall in love with it.
Do you know, I did fall in love with a car. This is very strange. Don't tell my husband, please. I rented this car. Actually, it was a Chevy Traverse. And it's an SUV. And I had driven a Mercury for years and years, my 11-year-old car. And I rented it purely by chance when we were on vacation. And I drove it in a snowstorm in the high desert in Arizona. And I felt so comfortable driving that vehicle that I came back here. I did a lot of shopping around. And I finally ended up buying it. I couldn't find anything else I liked as well. So I would say to consumers, if you're thinking about buying a car, even a used one, see if you can find a similar car in a rental car lot.
Right.
Do dealers ever let you take it home to drive it? I mean, do they do that?
That's pretty rare. Usually they want to make a sale as quickly as possible.
They don't want you to change your mind. Yeah.
And definitely not. So as soon as the ink dries on the contract, as far as they're concerned, you have a deal.
Now, we used to hear a lot of complaints from consumers about they would go into a car dealership and they would be told they had financing and at a really good rate, and they drive the car home, and then all of a sudden that financing didn't come through.
Absolutely. That's a scam.
Is that still going on?
It's still going on. We sort of have two different names. We call it a spot delivery or a yo-yo sale.
And, there you go. I like the yo-yo.
After you drive away thinking that you have purchased the car, the dealership might call you up and say your financing fell through. You need to come back and get additional financing, of course, at a higher interest rate. And people are sometimes misled into believing that they have to sign another contract.
They don't, do they?
Absolutely not. But the dealership wants the consumer to think that they own the car. They've already put it in their driveway. They've shown their neighbors the car. And then they want to think that they have to then come up with some other financing because the initial financing wasn't approved.
This has been a common complaint at Call for Action, too. We haven't heard it quite as much lately. More, I think, people are buying. Actually, some of the statistics say that consumers are buying many more used cars now. I think that's because of the condition of the economy as much as anything.
Sure.
But you know what? There's nothing wrong with doing that. I mean, if you're careful, you check the car, you can save a heck of a lot of money and you don't have that immediate depreciation.
Yeah, that's a good point because, as you say, the second you drive off a car dealership lot with a new vehicle, it depreciates several thousand dollars. Mm-hmm. So if you can get a good deal on a quality used vehicle, that's perfectly smart.
And there are those certification programs
where they're
checked and there's a warranty involved with it and all that sort of stuff. So, but at any rate, well, I find the whole business of buying cars a little scary because we don't do it that often. I mean, that's not something you go out and do every day. It's not like going out and buying groceries. You know, I can fight with the people in the grocery store. You can't really do a level playing field when you're doing battle with someone selling you a car.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, we negotiate a car once every 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
But when you go into
the
car dealership salespeople, they're there negotiating these sales
every day.
Every day.
They're a little more skilled than we are. Well, let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Eric Friedman. He's the director of the Montgomery County Office of Consumer Protection. And we're talking about the various things that they get involved in. And as a matter of fact, what he's saying here is typical of the consumer problems that are going on around the area. So don't think this is just unique to Montgomery County or that these laws are unique to Montgomery County, because they aren't. Now, one of the other big areas that we have, and this is aside from a car, home improvement. This is an area, Eric, that people lose tens of thousands of dollars. I am constantly astonished at how much people are being ripped off. And that, I mean, that in some ways, it's worse because the person who buys a used car, generally you're not paying $20,000, $30,000. But a home improvement project can easily cost that.
That's certainly right. We've seen cases where people have literally spent tens and thousands, if not $100,000, to an unlicensed home improvement contractor and received either no work or shoddy work.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the keyword unlicensed. Tell our listeners why it is so critical that you deal with a contractor who is licensed by Virginia, D.C., or Maryland. In that, if you're doing the work in Maryland, you need to make sure they have a Maryland license, right?
That's correct.
They shouldn't be doing business there anyway if they didn't have a license.
That's right. It's primary concern to homeowners. You always want to, in all the jurisdictions, have some type of licensing of contractors or home improvement contractors. In Maryland, it's the Maryland Home Improvement Commission. And you want to make sure that they've been licensed, that they've done some vetting. Then they also maintain, at least in Maryland, a guarantee fund against which you can potentially make a claim if, in fact, you're victimized. But we've seen some of the unlicensed home improvement contractors are despicable characters that have criminal records, criminal histories that you wouldn't even want near your house,
right,
let alone coming into
your home. Much less giving them access. Exactly. Well, one of the things that I learned, I had somebody who tried to rip me off with some repair work on a flagstone walk in front of my house. And what he had done is he'd told me he'd done all this repair and grouting and everything. And just as I got home, he was spraying it down. Now, it looked fantastic. I have to say, it looked fantastic. And I gave him a check. The next morning, it was a mess. They had grout all over the place. They hadn't grouted half of it, but you couldn't tell when it was wet. He was very smart, but I was just as smart. He did not have a license to do business. I complained to the Home Improvement Commission. I had not lost money. I stopped payment on the check. And they issued a cease and desist order against him to stop doing business in the county because he didn't have a license.
Right. Well, it's great you were able to stop paying him the check.
Yeah, and that was a blessing. But he was just ripping me off.
Right. Well, some of the consumers that have filed complaints at our office have paid in cash, or the contractor has driven the consumer to the bank to get cash and pay them in cash.
Boy, was that a red flag.
that certainly is. And we just really want consumers to be careful. You know, we have some of these out-of-state contractors that come in and have used and identified seniors who are living in homes, mm-hmm, and have actually viewed that home as an ATM machine. And we have one individual that I'm thinking of who has paid over $200,000 to an unlicensed home improvement contractor who told all his unlicensed friends about this home. And
oh,
so multiple unlicensed contractors have supposedly done work in this one individual's home, received payment, and we're now trying to see what we can do to help prosecute him and to get refunds for consumers.
Oh, that is just awful. That is truly awful. But remember, make sure they have a, well, they should have a license to do business regardless.
Right. And then you can check online in most cases by going to the website of the jurisdiction, seeing if they're licensed, mm-hmm. asking them to,
yes,
to show
you
a license as well.
I think each of the jurisdictions, you can do that. And because I've done it, I've checked it out because I've done some reports on Channel 9 about this issue, particularly after the storm, Katrina, and all the other things that have hit in this area and the surrounding areas. Because constantly it's the complaints that come in from people being ripped off. You know, we used to laugh and say when every time there was a windstorm, there were the tree people were waiting outside our neighborhood. Because at that time we had a lot of pine trees, which have very shallow root system, and they were constantly falling over on houses. So I think the neighborhood is kind of each of the individual homeowners have gotten rid of all those pine trees. But that was a real hazard. You know, that's something a homeowner can do is to look around and see what kind of hazards do you have around your house that could create a problem if there is a huge storm. And we do have huge storms.
Yeah, that's true. And the itinerant contractors do follow the storms right through the area.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's not only that, but there's the itinerants that move all the way up and down the East Coast.
Absolutely true.
Travelers, is that what they're called? Or what do you call them?
Well, woodchucks is the term now.
Woodchucks. The terms change, but the scams stay the same. They're the ones that are going to repave your driveway, right?
Right.
Put oil on it and leave. Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, we've had a lot of those. Now, what kind of complaints do you handle in your office that might surprise consumers?
Well, we handle all consumer transactions, you know, A to Z. One category that consumers might find surprising is we have a dispute resolution mechanism for disputes within condominiums and homeowners associations.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, between residents, or if you live in a homeowner association or in a condominium and you have a dispute with your board of directors because you think that they didn't give you the pool pass they should have, or they haven't conducted an election properly, or anything that might be of a dispute mm-hmm. of that mm-hmm. nature, we have a mechanism where we will attempt to, it's not part of the consumer protection law, but we will attempt to mediate and if not hold a hearing to try and resolve that kind of dispute.
I did not know that, because that is a big area of contention with people that move into communities and they want to do something to their house and they find the homeowners association won't permit it. Well, you need to find that out before you move in.
That's right. These homeowner associations
mm-hmm.
are mini governments.
That's
and
right.
They have rules and regulations, and you may be prohibited from painting your front door a color different from everyone else's front door. So there are lots of disputes that arise, and there needs to be some way so we don't shoot each other.
That's
to try and get these complaints resolved.
And it's funny, Eric, we've heard complaints from consumers that, well, they don't do anything or they do too much. You know, I mean, and I think it can go from either end of the spectrum to being too overly protective and aggressive in doing stuff. And people have actually had liens put against their homes by the Homeowners Association.
For not paying dues or things of that sort, yes.
You need to know what all those things are before you move in there. Well, we know we've got some place to go now. What's the big surging scam that you see? Is there one?
Well, lots of problems with the telephone and solicitors calling, threatening people that they're owed money and that they'll do all sorts of terrible things if they don't make payment. It's almost as if they took
turned it's
our,
what I call the zombie debts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turned our telephone into ways of extracting payment from consumers. So, again, you know, sometimes you'll receive a call and if call ID tells you it's a local area code, doesn't mean
spoofing.
Anything.
It may not be at all. It may not be your bank, your credit card or whatnot. Eric. Right. Wonderful information. Thank you so much. You've been listening to Off Consuming Interest right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guest has been Eric Friedman, who is the director of the Montgomery County Office of Consumer Protection. And always, as always, Eric, you gave us wonderful advice. But just keep in mind, consumers, there are offices out there in your jurisdictions as well. I'm Shirley Rooker. Thank you for joining us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.